Craig Dibley joining us now to take us through some odds today and tell us how we can make some money too here, Jared.
Yeah, hello, Craig. Good morning to you again. Now, firstly, tell us a bit about this massive multi that landed yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely. One of our customers placed a six-leg $15,000 multi yesterday to win $86,850. Now, the first five legs won really easily, but boy, did the last leg do it tough. The punter needed Ivo Karlovic to beat Horacio Zeballos. Now, Karlovic was the $1.22 pre-match favourite. Now, Karlovic lost the first two sets, but came back to win the last three sets. And that fifth set score was 22-20 to Karlovic. So the match went for 5,014 minutes. It was incredible. It'd be pretty hard to find a bigger final leg suspense than that, but at least it ended well for the punter.
Well, they say it's not a bet unless you sweat, and there would have been some sweating going on there, wasn't it? I think it was John Isner and Nicholas Mahu at Wimbledon a few years ago. It was 70-68 in the fifth set, which I think is the most ridiculous sporting result I've seen in history. But anyway, nearly got there yesterday, 22-20 to get up for an 85K collect for that punter. But overall, Craig, I believe the punter's cleaned up yesterday.
The punter's definitely cleaned up yesterday. It was a tough day to be a bookie. In the men's matches, 27 out of 32 favourites won, and the women's, it was even worse for us, with 28 out of 32 favourites saluting. So, yeah, I don't think we'll get a lot of sympathy for that, though.
No sympathy at all, but we like happy customers, don't we? And the women's draw, it looks quite open, Craig, but Serena Williams has firmed.
Yeah, she has. She had a tough first round match yesterday against Belinda Bencic, but she played really well. So she was $4. She's now into $3.50 to win the tournament. There's also been some pretty good support for third favourite Carolina Pliskova. She's $7 into $6 yesterday. Some interesting money actually has come for 28th seed, Elise Cornet. When we first opened up our winner market, she was $251, and she's been backed all the way into $67 now. I'm not sure why. Customers are so confident. She hasn't really done a great deal. She did make the final of Brisbane, but if she comes through and wins the tournament, she is by far our worst result.
There you go. Elise Cornet, $251 into $67 with tab.com.au. Now, we've got quite a few special markets, I do believe.
Yeah, we've got a few special markets around the Aussie players still in the tournament. You can back the number of Aussies to advance today, day three. There's five in action. And you can also back how many Aussies are going to make it through to round three. There are still eight of them in the draw. So, yeah, you can find these under the Australian Open specials on our app and on our website.
Well, Craig, do you ever get bets? Like you mentioned that multi that came through. You look and think, how did they think of this one?
Yeah, absolutely, all the time. And, it's great, though. Like, it's very interesting and... Yeah, when you get a happy ending like that and a final leg cliffhanger like that, it's great.
Yeah, well, that was a cliffhanger to say the least. But I know it was a tough day yesterday for you, mate. But no doubt you just roll up the sleeves and go again.
That's right.
Well, thanks for talking to us again. And great to get a bookmaker's insight into what's going on there with the Australian Open. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Craig.
No problem. Thank
you. Killing you, Craig. Craig, you'll be joining us there.